BLM statue toppling, Colston 4 case found not guilty. By Nathaniel Charles on January 6, 2022. Four protesters accused of tearing down Robert Colston's statue have been acquitted after jurors were told by a defense lawyer to be on the right side of history. A jury at Bristol Crown Court has cleared Jake Skuse, 33, Rian Graham, 30, Sage Willoughby, 22, and Milo Ponsford, 26, of charges of criminal damage after a historical statue was pulled down during a Black Lives Matter-inspired protest in Bristol following a trial that lasted 2 weeks. The statue of the 17th-century merchant Robert Colston was toppled in June 2020, less than 2 weeks after the death of George Floyd in the United States. At the time, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, branded the toppling of Colston's statue utterly disgraceful. Defense barristers had argued that the Colston statue erected in 1895 had become inappropriate and offensive, and also that people had previously signed petitions to have it removed. Due to Colston's controversial history, which they claim justified the actions of the four defendants, Sky News reports. Liam Walker QC, who represented defendant Sage Willoughby, told the jury their decision would have a knock-on effect around the world. "Make no mistake, members of the jury, your decision is not just going to be felt in this courtroom or this city," he said. "I urge you all to be on the right side of history." Walker is described by his legal chambers as a leading barrister who regularly defends high media profile clients for cases as serious as terrorism and serious sexual offenses. Tom Wainwright, representing defendant Milo Ponsford, told the court that Robert Colston was a cancer festering in the city of Bristol that needed to be cut out so the city can heal. Wainwright has advertised on his legal chamber's website as the go-to person for protest work. The prosecution, on the other hand, argued that they did not dispute that Colston was involved in the slave trade. However, they highlighted that Colston's character was not on trial, and each defendant was allegedly implicated in the evidence that had been shown to the court. Following the acquittal, cheers were heard from the packed public gallery at Bristol Crown Court, and the four defendants laughed with relief and hugged supporters. Less than a week after Colston's statue was pulled down in June 2020, barricades were erected around Winston Churchill's statue outside the British Parliament in Westminster, due to fears there would be a similar attempt to topple him, after the public work of art was repeatedly vandalized. Speaking to Breitbart, senior veterans campaigner and ex-Grenadier Guardsman Roy Brinkley criticized Bristol Crown Court's decision to acquit the four protesters. He said that would-be smashers would be rubbing their hands with glee over the news these statue topplers have been released. "But where does this leave us now? Are people now free to tear down whatever statues they want just because they don't like them?" he continued. Brinkley warned against protest groups attacking British historical monuments in the future, however, arguing that the high-profile case of destruction in Bristol had alerted the wider public to the danger faced by historic works of art. He told Breitbart, "If any more statues or memorials are illegally toppled or vandalized, the veteran community will come out and protect them. And not only the veterans, normal people from all walks of life will come out and defend our history, from the bin man to the lady across the road. We've all had enough of this nonsense and no longer want to live in clown world."